Advocates for increased funding of mental health housing programs rallied in Syracuse and across New York yesterday. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, they say there hasn't been a substantial increase in funding in over a decade.
Unity House of Cayuga County provides housing and other services to people with mental illnesses. Liz Smith, the executive director, says most of the money in their supported housing program covers the cost of people's rents. As the market rate for rent goes up, the agency is left with less money.
When you're stretching the dollar, at some point the dollar snaps, right? And we're at that point. There are providers out there that may have to actually give up their programs because they can't afford it.
Smith is outside the state office building in downtown Syracuse with other mental health housing providers. They were also in Albany lobbying legislators. Smith says they need more money to recruit and retain qualified workers. She says people can make more working at McDonald's than at her agency.
We're losing people because we're not able to meet that dollar amount, that hourly rate. The other thing is that this is hard work. Finding people who have the passion, the strength to be able to do this work is also a challenge.
Governor Andrew Cuomo is proposing $10 million in additional funding for housing programs for the mentally ill, but advocates say they want more than $30 million a year for the next 5 years. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.